This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Regarding the parables of the Quran, there is one parable that we just heard in Salatul Taraweeh that actually aligns, dovetails perfectly with the theme of the night, which is community. Our theme tonight was the cost of community, what it's going to make for the community to be thriving and continue to thrive. There is a parable, an extended one, at the end of Surah At-Tahrim that speaks about the power of community, albeit somewhat indirectly, but there is benefit in all of it, inshallah ta'ala. In this parable, Allah Azza wa Jal says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ. Allah strikes an example for those who disbelieve the wife of Noah and the wife of Lot, the wife of the Prophet of Allah Nuh and the wife of the Prophet of Allah Lut alayhim as-salam. Their wives were disbelievers. Allah Azza wa Jal says, I'll just read it through and then we'll contextualize. كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا صَالِحَيْنِ فَخَانَتَاهُمَا. They were under the leadership, they were married to two righteous servants of ours, respectively, Nuh and Lut alayhim as-salam. فَخَانَتَاهُمَا. And so they betrayed them. Of course, betrayed them here does not mean marital infidelity. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, مَا بَغَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ نَبِيٍّ قَطْ. That no wife of any prophet ever committed fornication. Because that would sort of be a compromise of the lineage of the prophet and so on and so forth. And also a charge against their manhood, that they're oblivious to what's happening under their roof. In any case, they betrayed their husband, meaning they did not follow them in the faith, and also they sort of told their whereabouts to their enemies. These things are possible. فَخَانَتَاهُمَا. So they betrayed them. فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. And so these two prophets that they were married to did not benefit them, these women, in the least. وَقِيلَ دُخُلَ النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ. And they were told, enter the fire, meaning on the day of judgment, along with those who enter. No different than them. The next verse says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. And Allah strikes an example for those who believe now, not those who disbelieve, for those who believe the wife of Pharaoh, Asiya bint Muzahim radiallahu anha wa alayha salam. امرأة فرعون إذ قالت ربي بني لي عندك بيتا في الجنة. When she said, oh my Lord, build for me with you a home in paradise. And the scholar said, from her great wisdom, sir, her rightly guided mentality, she mentioned al-jar qabl al-dar. She mentioned the neighbor before the residence. She said, oh Allah, a house with you? No, she said, with you a house. Because being close to Allah is more important than even Jannah itself, even a house in paradise. So she said, Rabbi binili, oh my Lord, build for me with you a house in paradise, wanajjini, and save me min fir'aun wa amali, from Fir'aun and his deeds, his evil deeds. That's why it was said that she made this dua as he was killing her. She needed to be saved because when he found out that she didn't just have a soft spot for baby Musa alayhi salam, she has grown to believe, unwavering faith in Musa alayhi salam and his Lord. She categorically rejected this I am the Lord most high business that Fir'aun was trying to peddle. So she said, save me from Fir'aun, but more, and his deeds, his evil deeds. وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And save me from the oppressive people, the people of the Pharaoh. The third one is وَمَرْيَمَ بِنَتَ عِمْرَانَ. And also Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Maryam, the daughter of Imran, the one who kept her chastity. أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. And so we blew into her womb from our spirit, a very special spirit that Allah created. He had it blown into مريم عليه السلام وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه, and she had firm conviction in the words of her Lord and his scriptures, وكانت من القانتين, and she was of the utmost in devotion. The scholar said, Allah did not say كانت من القانتات. She was not of the qanitat, the women who are devoted. It is qanitin, the devotees, male and female. She's at the top of the top of humanity. Jazakallahu khairan. Now, what does this have to do with community? It is called Surah Al-Tahrim. If you rewind, it's just two pages. The page before it, it begins with saying, Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu lima tuharrimu ma ahalla Allahu lak. O Prophet, why do you deem prohibited for yourself? Why do you deprive yourself of what Allah made lawful for you? And there's a story behind this. The story is that the only wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that ever that used to serve him his favorite snack, which was honey, was Zainab radiallahu anha, because she had a little bit more money she would earn on her own. And so the other wives got a little jealous. And so when they got jealous, they made a plan that whenever he comes from Zainab's house, they're going to be like, what's that smell? What's that odor? Of course, his blessed mouth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never had odor. But the idea is he's going to catch the pattern and say, all I had was honey. All I had was honey. And so from his lofty manners, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you know what? So be it. If every time I eat honey, I'm going to sort of bother you with my odor, I will not have what I love most ever again. Wallahi la at'amuhu abad. I'll never have honey again. That's from his impeccable manners, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of sensitivity and consideration for his wives. But it continued. The demands continued, right? And so the verses continue about you also broke his secret, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not betraying him, a'udhu billah, in faith or infidelity, was sort of, you're not understanding what it means to be married to a prophet. That's the whole idea. And so Surah Tahrim continues and goes, if Allah wants, He will replace you with other wives that are better than you. This is your privilege, but it requires a lot of you. It's a very high standard you need to keep. And then it moves on to the parables. Now let me tie it all together for you, inshallah. The parables say what? Look at this example of women that were married to a prophet. Yes, it's an extreme case. It's an edge case. They are disbelieving women and you are pious women. But notice, them being married to the Prophet didn't help them. So it's not guaranteed that you're in a house or a community. Let me bring it in now. A community, you're communing with a Prophet, doesn't guarantee automatically that you're on the same righteousness as them. Because we have Imra'ata Fir'aun, Imra'ata Nuh, Imra'ata Lut. Then the next verse says what? And look at the opposite scenario. The wife of Pharaoh was in the home of Pharaoh, and it did not guarantee her wickedness. Meaning it's every man for himself and every woman for themselves. But these are two edge cases. And then of course, subhanAllah, the idea of Maryam alayhi salam, she is the greatest of all women of all time for a reason. Because Mary, she was alone. She kept herself chaste. She didn't interact with anyone. Didn't interact with men. She was alone in her chamber. She lived alone. She worshipped alone. She had to go off and have a baby alone. Then they wanted to kill her baby, so she went off into the wilderness to protect Isa alayhi salam alone, right? She never had community. And all of this speaks to a very important part, which is that whether you have the community or you don't, you still have a duty. The recurring theme of social support, the recurring theme of who you're married to or who you interact with or who you're socializing with is because what? Who you socialize with largely determines who you are. However, it's not an excuse and it's not a guarantee. Does the connection make sense now? The wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut, you were supposed to be better and you didn't. Why were you supposed to be better? Because community does that. It helps you be better. And the wife of Fir'aun, she was supposed to be worse because community does that. And tabarakallah, she was not worse. She stood her ground. So this all, even in the inverse, even indirectly reminds you that a huge part of our faith being anchored for us is for us to understand the power against our will of our surroundings and our environment. We are not to surrender ourselves to the environment. We are to put ourselves in the best environment, but still hold ourselves accountable even in the best of environments. So I hope this brought it somewhat full circle. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to enable us to turn this masjid into a beacon of hope, really, for communities all over the United States. And enable us to stand strong, even if it doesn't get there. Say ameen. Because this is survival mode. That is the theme of these parables. It is our survival. Community will help you. But whether you have it or not, Allah Azza wa Jal expects of you to own the pursuit of your guidance. May Allah perfect His favor upon us and complete for us our guidance and allow us to meet Him upon the most guided of states.